As college basketball teams around the country get ready for the madness of March, Kentucky still tops the men's rankings, followed by Syracuse, Missouri, and then Kansas, then Duke, or Duke, then Kansas, depending on which poll you follow. This season has seen a number of unexpected names in the top 25. Jeremy Lin's alma mater was one. Former undefeated sensation Murray State is another. Dan Brecky of member station KQED reports from San Francisco on yet another small college team with big ambitions.
The St. Mary's Gales started out in San Francisco in 1863 and moved to Oakland before finally finding a home in the nearby hills of Moraga. In the first half of the 20th century, the school was a power in both baseball and football. What's bringing crowds to St. Mary's McKeon Pavilion now is hoops. The Gales men's basketball team has led the West Coast Conference all season and has been ranked as high as 13th in the country. Last Saturday night, McKeon, capacity 3,500, was packed to the rafters for a game against conference rival Santa Clara.
They're playing, you know, a winless team in the conference. I didn't think that it would be three rows deep, standing room only on something like that.
Kevin Phillipson is from Las Vegas and has no connection to St. Mary's beyond following them for years on TV. Every fan seems to be a student of Gales basketball, and they all know how St. Mary's became a top 25 team.
Good overseas recruiting. They get a lot of their players from Australia.
Well, Australia, he's got a pipeline, it looks like, right now.
Few locals, a lot of Australians. Very good Australians.
The Australian connection is just incredible.
They've had a handful of players from Australia.
That last voice is Barry Alves of Sacramento, a 1999 St. Mary's grad who was a student sportscaster for 3 years. He knows who to credit for building the program.
St. Mary's basketball had been kind of in the doldrums for a long time before Randy Bennett got here.
Bennett is the first-time head coach St. Mary's brought in 11 seasons ago to turn around a 2-27 team. He says the Australian connection just kind of happened.
We didn't want to just settle and take guys that we didn't think could compete to win the league, so we were pretty picky. And we happened to, at the last minute, before my first year coach and before school started, we found out about a guy named Adam Capehorn. He's now my assistant coach.
Numbers of Australians have arrived in Adam Capehorn's wake. This year's roster features five of them, led by junior point guard Matthew Dellavedova. The Gales are winning because of a focus on team defense, a willingness to share the ball on offense, and a commitment to hard work.
The hardest part is getting those guys to understand that every day matters. You want to bring your best every day. One of the reasons we've been good over the last 5 years is we've had very consistent effort from our players.
But success is fragile, as the Gales found out Wednesday night when they were blown out on their own floor by Loyola Marymount. Despite that loss, the team's play has led to high expectations for this year's postseason. Coach Bennett says that's a factor that weighs on any successful team.
You get everybody's best shot. You start getting ranked, and they're going to hype that game up pretty good. They'll have a good crowd, and they'll be ready to play. So it makes it tougher, but it also makes us tougher.
Whatever St. Mary's does for the rest of the year, there's a question hanging over the program. Can a little school, enrollment 2,500, hang on to a successful coach when big money programs come calling? St. Mary's alum Barry Alves.
You know, everybody knows that these are the good old days of St. Mary's basketball, and we're in them. The mantra seems to be is, oh, will Randy Bennett take a better job? But it seems like he is the best coach they've ever had, and he's a coach that wants to stay and build a program.
Bennett's in the first year of a 10-year contract. Beyond that, he says what keeps him here is a personal investment.
I have a lot of equity in this program.
Bennett says the place, the people, and the situation just feel right.
If you're happy, if you have something you really like and you really believe in, why screw it up?
St. Mary's next test comes tonight against Murray State in Kentucky. For Only a Game, I'm Dan Brecky in San Francisco.
It's 19 minutes past the hour.